This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. Joining me in the studio today is reporter Allison Bektesh. She's been looking at how our local fire districts are preparing for wildfire season. Hi, Allison.
Hi, Kristen.
So how's it looking out there?
Well, it's looking a little messy if you actually just drive by either the Snowmass Wildcat Fire District or the Basalt Fire District as well. Both firehouses are under construction. What's come out of that, though, is a lot of sharing between Basalt and Snowmass. Bill Boigno, who is on the board of the Snowmass Village District, has actually been making rounds all week. I've been watching him pitch to Picken County, Garfield County, Basalt, and Snowmass Village about this new idea called a fire authority.
Huh, what is that?
It's what he called the next generation of how fire districts should be working. He also likened it to RAFTA. It's a regional look at how we can combine resources and have the most effective fire districts.
Do we have examples of this kind of consolidation working?
This has been going on for almost 3 years in some aspects. 3 years ago, Snowmass Village lost their fire chief, and instead of doing a big national search, who they really wanted was someone who was familiar with the local environment, and they hired on Basalt's fire chief. So we only have one fire chief for both of those districts anyway. Recently, they've also both combined finances to hire an HR person, and now we're going to the local elected officials to say, we think this works so well that we want to make it an official authority. Now, they would still be two separate fire districts, and they could break up any time, but things like administrative personnel, big purchase equipment, and where that's getting stored, and trainings, it's much cheaper for them to put in a little bit money each into this authority and then use that money to do kind of group spending than each have to empty their own pockets to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Can residents expect to see any changes because of this collaboration between Basalt and Snowmass?
You know, they won't be visible changes, but that's great. What they're not seeing is, for instance, there's already been 4 wildfires in the area this season, and those were all addressed so quickly that a Picken alert didn't go out. You know, there was no media reports about it, and that's because of this combined force. So something like that is just a good sign that this model that they've kind of been doing de facto over the last 3 years will be a good model for the valley, and especially, again, that mid-valley. You might start seeing an added staff member of like a patrol. So if they can both put money into someone whose full-time job is to go around and make sure some of these high-risk areas don't have dry heaps loading up that could catch really quickly, that's the kind of thing you might see differently, but hopefully you keep not seeing anything from the fire district.
All right. Thanks, Allison.
You're welcome, Kristen.
That's reporter Allison Bektesh on the new collaboration we might expect to see from local fire districts. I'm Kristen Kay. You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.